Webster's defines overcapacity as an excess of production or services in relation to demand. And nothing better describes the current state of the Chinese economy. Too many skyscrapers, too many mines, too many electric vehicles, too many solar panels, and of course, way too many wannabe communist bureaucrats who think they know better than 1.4 billion Chinese citizens who should be free to act in their own interests, but instead are forced to live by mandates handed down to them by Beijing. And the net result of bad decision after bad decision is a massive capacity glut that's now been exacerbated by the trade war and President Trump's tariffs, leaving China struggling with a deflation problem that's leading to a collapse in prices and corporate profits. And when you combine all that with the debt that's been taken out to build that excess capacity, China's got a real problem on its hands, and it could actually contribute to higher prices for gold and silver. What's up, guys? I'm Nobody Special, and what you're looking at here is the official inflation rate for China. Now, these are Chinese government statistics, so as always, you got to take these with a grain of salt. But you can see on these most recent reads here, for 5 of the last 7 months, Chinese price growth has been negative. China is living with deflation. Now, after struggling with the transitory price increases of the last few years, most people in the West would probably say, deflation, sign me up. But as you can see in these next few articles, deflation brings with it a whole new set of problems. Take this one in Bloomberg from just a few days ago. China slashes key metals growth target amid overcapacity curbs. China has slashed its annual output growth target for key non-ferrous metals over 2025 and 2026, underscoring a policy shift from volume expansion to efficiency and sustainability. Production of the 10 main non-ferrous metals, including copper and aluminum, is now expected to rise by an average of 1.5% a year in the period. That's according to the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology. And that compares with the 5% pace set in the previous two-year blueprint. Now, for years, China has been the biggest consumer of copper in the world, eating up almost half of all global supply. Of course, that copper has been used to build out all the factories and, more importantly, all the skyscrapers and entire cities that there's nobody to live in. That's led to the collapse of companies like Evergrande and Country Garden. Now, the Chinese government has been stockpiling these metals to try to offset that decline in demand, but now they're starting to crack down on their mines, ordering them to curtail production, because they've got all of this capacity and nothing to do with it. And of course, too much supply, not enough demand, means lower prices, and that's causing a collapse in Chinese corporate profits. Now, it was almost 4 years ago that I made this video about how the collapse of Evergrande in the Chinese real estate market could actually lead to a reduction of silver supply and thus higher prices, because most silver that's mined doesn't come from silver mines. It comes from mines for things like copper, lead and zinc, and even gold mines. Silver is very much an incidental metal. And so if China is curtailing their copper production, then by default, they're going to be curtailing their silver production. It's taken several years for this to materialize, but it looks like it's finally starting to happen. That could add to strains in the precious metal market that has already seen significant price growth over the last 2 years. And it's not just affecting copper, it's also affecting other non-ferrous metals like steel, in particular iron. We got this one just today also. China bans new BHP iron ore cargoes, escalating pricing dispute. China's state-run iron ore buyer has told major steelmakers and traders to temporarily halt purchases of all new BHP Group cargoes, escalating a pricing dispute that risks upending one of the mining giant's most important trading partnerships. China Mineral Resources Group, created by Beijing to bolster the country's sway in the global iron ore trade, asked domestic buyers this week to suspend purchases of any dollar-denominated seaborne cargoes from BHP. People familiar with the matter said, asking not to be identified, discussing private deliberations. Now, there's a couple of things going on here, not just the overcapacity problem. China is telling their state mineral resources group not to buy this Australian iron, in particular, dollar-denominated iron. Now, that obviously is a reference to the trade war. They don't want to do business in dollars. China is the leader of the BRICS nations. They're trying to de-dollarize their economy. But you can also see the overcapacity here. China's trying to curtail steel production, and if you're going to curtail steel production, then the iron ore is going to start piling up in your country as well, so you need to curtail that also. And again, in reference to the trade war, one of the first things that President Trump put tariffs on was steel manufactured overseas, in particular Chinese steel. So you can see here how the trade war is making this overcapacity problem worse. And this isn't just affecting China or Australia. This is also affecting Poland. This one in Bloomberg today. JSW sinks the most since 2023 as coal miner faces a cash shortage. Shares in Poland's largest coking coal producer, JSW, dropped after the firm said it may run out of cash in 6 months without external help, and its auditor refused to sign off on the conclusions of its latest results. State-controlled JSW, whose net loss shrank to 2.09 billion zloty, or $574 million U.S., in the first half of 2025 from 6 billion a year earlier, is suffering from a high wage bill amid unfavorable market conditions for its output, which is used in steel manufacturing. The stock fell as much as 9.9% on Tuesday, the most since 2023. Now, nowhere in this article does it mention China specifically, but look at what JSW is making. Coking coal is exclusively used in the manufacturing of steel, and China is the biggest market for steel in the world, the biggest steel producer in the world, and if China is curtailing their steel production and their iron ore imports, then it stands to reason that they would also curtail their coking coal production. And of course, if you're curtailing your own domestic production, you definitely don't need imports from Poland, and that's causing problems for JSW. And it's not just commodities that are suffering here, it's also some niche industries in China that are suffering here. Take this one from Inside EVs. China's EV market is eating its own tail. Years of hefty government subsidies and a brutal price war have put China's EV industry in a tough spot. While China's EV industry looks like an unstoppable and ever-growing juggernaut, there are deep issues bubbling below the surface. Sure, the country's automakers are building a colossal number of very good and very well-priced vehicles that are winning over buyers abroad, but these cars are also piling up at dealerships because of overproduction that far exceeds real demand. There definitely is an appetite for EVs in China, but it's nowhere near enough to find homes for all the cars being produced. As a result, some local manufacturers are bleeding cash and trying all sorts of shady tactics to get rid of their unsold inventory, like selling zero-mile used cars abroad or just letting them rot in mass graveyards, which Reuters highlighted in a deep dive report on the issue. The outlet found that you can buy a brand new, locally manufactured Audi vehicle for 50% off or a car made by FAW for 60% off its intended list price. There's a company called Zcar that's buying these unsold cars in bulk and selling them at huge discounts. You can even buy brand new, heavily discounted cars in TikTok livestream fire sales in China, the outlet notes. The bargain bin prices are a symptom of a much larger problem. After years of hefty government subsidies and ambitious production targets, Chinese companies now have the capacity to churn out double the 27.5 million cars they produced in 2024, according to a consulting firm cited by the outlet. It's almost as if when central planners get together and plan an entire economy for 1.4 billion people, that bad decisions end up being made and inefficient capital allocation and all the problems that come with it. It's almost like communism doesn't work at all. And another industry that's being hit is the solar industry, where you've got the capacity glut combined with the trade war, combined with the sudden decline of subsidies and buildouts in the U.S. thanks to the Trump administration. That's led to articles like this. China lays down the law to solar panel makers end overproduction. Beijing has been pressing the solar sector to cut outdated production capacity after companies lost about $40 billion last year. China's industry ministry revealed this week it held a second meeting with representatives of the solar industry to repeat its order that they must reform the sector to end the dramatic losses companies are suffering. And again, when Chinese get together with industry representatives and strongly suggest you stop producing so much, that's not really an ask. They're saying produce less or disappear in the middle of the night and end up like Jack Ma. Beijing's number one goal is for solar companies to cut their overcapacity to boost their regulations and reduce extreme competition among firms. Representatives at the latest meeting were told to jointly promote the healthy and sustainable development of the industry and curb low-price, disorderly competition, the ministry said. It wants an end to price cutting. So long story short, the Chinese government made the bad decision of expanding all of this capacity by subsidizing it and handing these mandates down. That led to a bubble in Chinese real estate, which has now collapsed. They also ordered the expansion of industries like electric vehicles and solar and mining. Those industries are now seeing rapid price declines because of overcapacity. Now the Chinese government is ordering them all to stop what they ordered them to do a few years ago. Chinese companies are saying, WTF, mate, make up your mind. And the inevitable result of this capacity glut is going to be companies are going to go out of business, leading to higher unemployment on top of the problems Chinese citizens are already dealing with, watching their personal wealth go up in smoke in the real estate market. And again, keep an eye on that crackdown in the commodity sector in China. A decline in mining and a decline in demand from the world's second largest economy will inevitably lead to less copper coming out of the ground. That means less gold and silver coming out of the ground, which should lead to even higher prices. Till next time, live small and dream big.